Hey everyone, welcome back. I've got some news that's definitely got traders on edge. Veteran technical analyst Peter Brandt just issued a bearish warning for Bitcoin, highlighting a completed head and shoulders breakdown on the weekly chart. It's honestly a pretty significant mood shift in the market right now.
It is a notable development. That classic reversal pattern typically forms after a prolonged uptrend, and it really signals that bullish momentum is fading. We're seeing a decisive shift in control back to the sellers.
Exactly. And now that the neckline has broken, historical market behavior suggests we're likely heading for a pretty significant retest down toward that $58,000 support zone. It's a level that's been holding strong for so long, so it feels incredibly crucial.
Well, it is. That $58,000 mark is a critical structural floor. In previous cycles, it has repeatedly served as a launchpad for major bullish rallies. Whether Bitcoin holds this zone or breaks through, it will ultimately dictate the next phase of price action.
I know, it's a true make-or-break moment. If we get a strong, volume-backed bounce, it could show the market still has real underlying resilience. But if it cleanly breaks below, we might be looking at a deeper correction, possibly down to $52,000 or even lower.
And this technical setup isn't happening in a vacuum. It aligns closely with broader macroeconomic and liquidity dynamics. Bitcoin's price discovery is no longer driven solely by retail sentiment. It's heavily influenced by interest rate expectations, institutional capital flows, regulatory developments, and derivative market positioning.
You're right. That head and shoulders breakdown frequently coincides with cooling speculative enthusiasm and a rotation of capital into safer assets. It's like the market is taking a deep breath and reassessing where the risk really lies.
On-chain metrics are providing additional context here. Rising exchange inflows and distribution by long-term holders would validate the bearish thesis, whereas sustained buying volume at key supports could signal a false breakdown and set up a potential recovery.
So, what's the real takeaway for everyone watching this unfold? I think it's disciplined risk management. We have to remember not to get swept up in the short-term noise or let emotions drive our trades.
Precisely. Rather than reacting emotionally to volatility, traders should prioritize proper position sizing, have predefined exit points, and strictly avoid excessive leverage. It's about protecting capital first and letting the market give you clear signals.
For the long-term investors out there, a dip toward $58,000 might actually look like a strategic accumulation opportunity, provided the macroeconomic backdrop and higher timeframe trend remain intact. It's all about keeping your perspective grounded.
True, but active traders should probably wait for confirmed price action before entering new positions. The key levels to monitor right now are the pattern's neckline, the $60,000 psychological barrier, and that $58,000 support zone.
I'll be keeping my eyes glued to those levels. Remember, a completed head and shoulders breakdown isn't a guaranteed prediction, but it is a strong technical signal that bearish momentum is building.
Exactly. Bitcoin's next move will depend on the convergence of chart structure, macroeconomic conditions, liquidity shifts, and trader behavior.
Navigating this kind of environment takes patience, preparation, and a strict adherence to risk management principles. Thanks for walking through this with me, and stay safe out there.
Always. Keep your strategies tight, manage your risk, and we'll catch you on the next update.